Blog Talk Radio.
Hi folks, this is Psychic Lady Yoli. Thank you so much for participating in our radio show tonight. We will be providing free psychic readings. As you know, I'm a clairvoyant psychic, which basically means that I don't need a tool to be able to do readings. I do use tarot cards at times, though, because that helps with time frame, dimension, and at times description. But before we start, I wanted to talk a little bit about Capricorn's vibes in January of 2017. Themes of the month have a lot to do with goals, ambition, and intentions. As you know, Capricorn is a serious-natured sign and brings focus and discipline to whichever areas of our lives it makes its presence known. With Capricorn, matters of career, goals, ambition, public image, and producing results are addressed and attended to. It's about looking at who we've been up to now and the results gotten up to this point. Based on our assessment, making choices about who we want to be and the results we want to produce moving forward. I've always been fascinated by Sun in Capricorn being the energy in place during the calendar new year, because Capricorn isn't usually a sign indicating the formation of new plans. Capricorn is a sign of results and outcomes from previously determined plans and intentions. Therefore, if there's anything that you want to accomplish, the month of January and the beginning of February tends to have that push. A lot of people tend to relocate. A lot of people tend to, you know, apply for new jobs. A lot of people, you know, want to go back to school and start a new career, a new or study something new. So this is a month to actually sit down and think about what you've done, where you're at, and where you want to be. Okay, so I leave that to that. We do have many people on hold. People that I haven't been able to screen, but we'll do that quickly. What I'll do is I'll take your, I'll say your area code number, and that means that you're on the air. Okay, so let's start with 773. 773,
hello.
You're on the air. Hi, good
hello.
Evening.
How are you?
Good, good. May I have your name?
Yes, it's Trish.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon. I didn't get that. You said Trish?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Trish, and, you know, since these are mini readings and we want to make sure we get to as many people as we can, what I ask for is your date of birth, which is the month and day. And then if there's a specific category, you don't have to go into it, but is there a specific category that you want me to look into, and then we'll go from there?
Yes. Okay. So my date of birth is August 8th, and there is a specific category. It's love, but it's a certain person. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, no, no worries. Trish, you know, this is a public radio show. Obviously, you're on the air. If you want to disclose the name and the date of birth of the person in question, that's fine. If not, I can pick up on it as well. It's good to know the date of birth of the other person just so that we can see compatibility and also be able to pick up on certain vibes.
Okay, so the date of birth is 5/5.
Perfect. Okay, so let's take a look at this for you. There's a couple of things that stand out when it comes to him. One thing I want to mention is that I do sense some distance, okay? Now, The distance is not necessarily due to a third person. Typically, when you have these type of situations, there's a third person or someone who can be a factor in being able to establish a connection. I think at one point there could have been someone previously, but that's not the case right now. The distance may be due to a recent fallout, maybe a dispute of some sort. Is that something that may have taken place recently?
No, actually, it's not. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's just away for business.
Okay. Now, I just want to make sure there hasn't been anything that may have caused. I know you mentioned that he's out of town for business, but is there anything that you're concerned about of something that may have been discussed or something that you didn't see eye to eye?
Nope. Not at all. Oh, wait. Before he left, yes, he actually got upset with me because we couldn't see each other.
Okay.
But we've been talking, like through Facebook or whatever. The thing is I just wanted to know if we were actually going to be in a relationship soon.
So here's where this is coming from. Trish, I tell you, there is a lot of potential. There's definitely a lot of attraction. You just want to make sure that you don't send any mixed messages. Now, what I mean by that is there are certain insecurities on his end. You may just need to be a little more, I want to say concrete as to what your expectations are, because I don't necessarily think he's on the same page. There might be some insecurities there that you may need to sharpen and kind of, let know. And that's really the only thing that I see as far as potential and as far as moving forward and having something more concrete as opposed to it being casual, I definitely sense that for both of you, okay? Just because everything else is aligning favorably, okay? He's had his share and I just want to mention this really quickly. He's had his share of relationships that obviously have not worked out, and he doesn't want this to happen with your connection with him, okay? So okay. I'll leave it at that. He might just be verbal about this with you soon. So you just want to be mindful of that, okay?
Okay.
And I really appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Take care, okay?
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty. Okay, folks, so let me go ahead and give the information to some of the people that are in the chat room. You know, folks, I tend to be able to multitask, but I won't be able to do readings through the chat room. So if you do want to obtain a reading, a free reading with Lady Yoli, I'm going to provide you with a number to call right now. So the number that you want to call is 1-929-477-3067. Now, I'm going to repeat that again. The number to call in to get a free reading with Psychic Lady Yoli is area code 929-477-3067. Okay? And for those of you who are looking to obtain a more private session, you're more than willing to obtain that as well. And my website is www.ladyyoli, and that's LadyYoly.com. I'm also going to be providing my phone number, and this is not the number that you should be calling tonight, but if you are looking to obtain a private reading as well in the future, the number to call is 786-290-4735. Now, we're going to go ahead and go with our next caller, area code 239. Area code 239.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
This is Sheila.
Sheila.
Yes.
Sheila, you sound familiar. Now I know who you are.
I know. Yes, you do.
How are you doing,
it's
Sheila?
Nice to you. I'm doing good. It's so nice to hear from you.
Oh, same over here. Same to you. Sheila, what would you like to look into tonight?
Well, I just wanted to know if someone will get back what they deserve type of thing. I'm slowly moving on, but I just want to know, like, if he's happy, and I kind of just want revenge, but, you know, just kind of thing. I just want to look into his thing, the way he did stuff. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Sheila, based on, I do have your date of birth, looking at your records here, so you don't have to provide that. Do you mind providing his name and date of birth?
His name is Sean, November 15, 1987.
Okay. So, let's see here. Okay, well, with Sean, there's definitely something going on. And what I mean by that is I feel that there's a sense of regret. Now, I think there's certain patterns. There might have been something that happened. He pulled away, then he came back. That pattern about coming back and forth may have been going on for quite some time. Right now, I wouldn't be surprised if he's trying to come back into the picture to kind of mend the situation. Have you heard from him recently?
I've reached out to him because about his daughter, because I'm trying to, you know, have that open communication with him, with his daughter, but not to talk to him about anything else. I just didn't want to bring it up to him. And if he does try to come back, I'm not going to let it happen. It's just the whole situation was just so twisted. I just wanted to know what he was up to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's been thinking about a lot of the things that he's been doing, a lot of the things that he's done. So you want to kind of be prepared for his come around. And, you know, you want to be verbal about what the expectations are moving forward. He's trying to get to the point where he can provide and obviously be able to do things right, not just for his family, but in general. You know, he's had a lot of hardships, a lot of challenges that have made it difficult for him to balance out. But he's working on that, you know, something he should have been working on for, you know, in the past. But unfortunately, now is when he's trying to get his ducks in a row. So when he comes back around, you want to be ready for that. And, you know, kind of let him do a lot of the talking, you know, as far as, you know, venting and that, because that's really what you want. You want to be in a good place with him to see if moving forward, things can get better aligned. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon in private.
Sounds good. So do take care,
bye.
Okay?
Okay, I will.
All
thank
right.
you so much. Bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. Good night. Okay. So, yeah, the connecting the people is running a little slow. I'm sorry about that. So, yeah, we're going to get to our next person in line. I just want to go ahead and provide the number again. If you would like a free reading, the number that you want to call is 929-477-3067. And once again, if you do decide that you want to do a private reading, the website is www.ladyyoli.com. Let's see here. Oh, folks, and for those who are in social media, you can also access my information by going on to Facebook, Psychic Lady Yoli, and Twitter as well. So we're going to go to our next caller. Area code, I believe, 203. Area code 203.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I was just calling regarding my love life. I just wanted to ask you, and my name is Victoria, by the way. I just wanted to ask you if you see things moving forward and improving with the man in my life. His name is Jeff.
Okay. And I just want to make sure I got your first name right, hon. You said Victoria, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're calling in reference to Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Victoria, may I have your date of birth? Month and day will do.
July 19th.
And do you happen to have Jeff's date of birth, month and day?
Yes. It is December 23rd.
Okay. Let's see here. So when it comes to Jeff, Victoria, I'm kind of picking up on a third person here. Is that something that you can acknowledge?
A third person?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And I just wanted to, you know, tackle that first before moving forward. You know, sometimes it's very hard when I do these public readings because sometimes there's information that people may not feel comfortable with disclosing, and we just want to make sure it's a comfortable setting. I do sense a third person. I will tell you that I don't feel that it's anything that could be pursued. I kind of feel that there's been talk about, I want to say mutual separation, especially recently, okay? There must have been something that happened that may have caused distance within that connection, okay?
With that other person?
That other, correct. Mm-hmm. Now, furthermore, the reason why I see the reason why I mention this is because I do see a permanent separation coming along, and this is going to be in the next couple of months, okay? And the reason for that is because there's been mutual talk of separation. So it's not just on one end, but on both ends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So do keep that in mind. I know that this is something that you both, you know, I want to say both of you have perhaps, you know, talked about more in depth as far as what's going to happen or what's to come. You can't really expect too many positive outcomes until this happens. And when I mean that, I mean on your end, as far as being able to pursue something more concrete, okay? What I can say is that there is a lot of chemistry between the both of you, and I do sense that there could be potential, definitely potential, once that's terminated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm being very wise while I'm doing your reading as far as what I want to disclose, because there are other things that are also coming up, but I don't think that there's any reason to mention any of that. As far as the significant pieces, that is what I'm providing to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're spot on with, you know, picking up that third person. Because earlier last month we actually had a conversation and, well, first of all, there's a distance between us, which has
mm-hmm.
kind of made things complicated as far as like furthering our relationship. But he actually told me that, you know, he was seeing someone. So, but is that like not serious? Like what? Is it just kind
right.
of like a casual thing?
It's, well, yeah. I mean, I guess to describe it, it could be described as a casual connection, but not more than anything. It's a connection that's been present for a while. So it's an off and on type of setting, right? But nothing that's concrete. So that's a better way of describing it. Now, Victoria, I do want to wish you the best of luck. As you know, these are mini readings, and we're trying to get to everyone who's online. I do want to wish you the best in this situation. Obviously, this is somewhat of a challenge, but I do see things, you know, to come that will be favorable in your goal, okay?
Mm-hmm. So you do see him reaching out then? And
I do. I do. Mm-hmm. But once again, you
okay.
can't expect a lot until that ended, okay? Because there's a lot
okay.
of things that need to be, yeah. He still has to inform you of a lot of things that are going on his end, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, and I hope that he kind of, like, during this time, like, a part that he's maybe realized, you know, that, you know, the connection he has with me is special and that he wants that. You know, I'm hoping that he can realize that when he does.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Correct.
Do you
well, thank
think
you so
he
much
is going to be able to do that?
Like I said before, once he gets out of the situation that he's in, then it's a clear path for him to be able to then pursue something with you. Okay. I do want to wish you the best, Mom, okay, and have a good night.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All righty, folks. Once again, we have a couple more minutes to go. I really want to thank everyone who's called in. I want to say hi to everyone who's in the chat room. Once again, remember, I'm not able to do readings through chat. If you want a free reading, go ahead and call in. And I am more than willing to provide you with your reading this evening. The number to call is 929-477-3067. And once again, for those of you who haven't heard my information as far as to contact me in the future, If you do decide to have a more private reading, the website is www.beatyyoli.com. You can also contact me at 786-290-4735. I always tell folks to always do some research before contacting a psychic. You want to make sure you look at reviews and obtain information before going ahead and scheduling. So you guys are welcome to Google Psychic Lady Yoli on Facebook as well as Twitter. Now we're going to take our next caller. Area code, let's see here. 757. Good evening and thank you for calling. Area code 757.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have a question for you. Well, I'm wanting to know when is my boyfriend going to propose. I know it's soon because he's giving hints. I just don't know when exactly he's going to propose.
Okay. and let me have your first name.
Rosella.
And I want to make sure I got that. You said Rosella?
Oh, as an octopus, Ozella.
Oh, Ozella. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And let me have your date of birth, and let me have the name and date of birth of the person in question.
My date of birth is 4/13/89, and his name is Keaton, and his birthday is 10/10/88.
Okay, perfect. Let's see here. Well, I tell you, you're spot on. I do see the commitment coming along. In fact, it is going to happen soon. I'm going to jump the gun here because I feel that there's something that may have already been proposed. Oh, I'm sorry, hon. We have about one more minute to go. There's something
okay.
that's already proposed or scheduled for the summer, and I see him doing this during that time, somewhere along mid-May. Do you guys have any arrangements for mid-May?
He hasn't told me anything about May yet.
Okay. So there's definitely something, and I kind of see it having to link with vacation or something. So keep that in mind. But I do see him proposing at that point, okay?
Okay. I just feel that he's just making little hints, like looking at my fingers and like what size shoe do I wear and just weird things like that. I'm like, why is he asking me that? He's been asking me weird things. So I'm like, it's coming. I just want to know, like, what does he have planned? But he's not saying it. He's actually really standoffish, you know, Libra,
mm-hmm.
a little moody. But I'm just like, I can't read. Sometimes I can't read him. So
this is something that he's definitely been preparing for quite some time.
Wow. Okay. So around May. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
I do wish you the best, okay? Do take care.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So once again, thank you so much for calling in. The time did kind of go by really fast. Folks, for those of you who I was unable to get to, please don't hesitate to contact me so that we can provide you with a reading. Thank you so much for calling in for those who called. Thank you to everyone who's at chat. And may you all have a great night and brightest blessings. Take care.